You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A domestic disturbance leads to a shooting of three police officers in Auburn, Alabama, late yesterday. A police spokesman says
three officers were injured, one of them fatally. Two were serious, but both of them will be expected to recover.
Now, late word is a suspect is in custody after killing that one cop and injuring the two others. As Grady Wayne Wilkes was captured this morning, the shooting took place as police were responding to a domestic disturbance, but Wilkes showed up dressed in camouflage and body armor when he shot those officers. Democratic Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says he will sign a restrictive abortion bill if it reaches his desk. Lawmakers close to passing the heartbeat bill to restrict abortions after about 6 weeks into a pregnancy. And this is USA Radio News.
Summer is just about here, and you know you're trying to get in shape. There's nothing more key to getting in shape and recovering from your workouts than getting deep restorative sleep. And the best way to get it is with MyPillow. Now, the offer we have right now is one of the best you've ever seen. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for just $69.98. $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, and better than you'll find in almost any store. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special to get two MyPillow premium pillows for $34.95 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered. Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. To get this great offer, a great night's sleep, just in time for summer with MyPillow.
President Trump is heading to battleground Pennsylvania for a campaign rally this evening. Trump narrowly won Pennsylvania in 2016, and the Keystone State's a key part of his reelection strategy as Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden grew up in Scranton. After days when it seemed there were efforts by the administration to de-escalate tensions with Iran, President Trump tweets yesterday, quote, "If Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran." Also warning Iran not to threaten the United States. Also, in an interview that aired last night on Fox News, the president said many military generals have told him about Iran's continued activities across the Middle East.
And they had 14 or 15 sites where there was nothing but war, problems. Every single one of those sites was instigated by Iran.
Louisiana lawmakers expected to vote today on an amendment that would make abortion in that state unconstitutional. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Members of the U.S. military in Iraq remain on high alert after a rocket attack earlier today outside the embassy in Baghdad. No casualties were reported. The Trump administration, 1,000 layoffs by Ford, expected by August. Getting more information now, word is about 2,400 of those jobs would be cut in North America. It's no secret that President Trump uses Twitter a lot as his primary method of communication, and he addressed his use of Twitter in an interview that aired last night on Fox.
I've destroyed bills that were going to be voted on that were bad, and I've gotten bills passed that were good. by using Twitter. And Twitter is really a typewriter for me. It's really not Twitter. It's Twitter goes on television. If they have breaking news, I'll tweet. I'll say, watch this. Boom.
That on Fox is The Next Revolution with Steve Hilton. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline has declined again in the past 7 days. John Clemens has more.
A trio of factors can be attributed to the drop in gasoline prices. The seasonal adjustments at refineries is wrapping up, while the price of oil has declined to $63 per barrel, which is a drop of $3. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com.
Average gas prices across the country have dropped about 2 cents per gallon, national average falling to $2.86 per gallon.
A billionaire investor paying off the student debts for the new class of Morehouse College graduates. Robert F. Smith made the stunning announcement as he delivered the commencement address over the weekend at that all-male, historically black college in Georgia. He said, quote, "You great Morehouse men are bound only by the limits of your own conviction and creativity." Morehouse says Smith promised as much as $40 million to make sure that each graduate leaves college debt-free. And Woodstock 50 organizers moving forward with the festival with a new financial partner after breaking ties from the original backers. Investment bank Oppenheimer & Company has agreed to fund the festival, which is set to take place between August 16th and 18th in Watkins Glen, New York, with artists like Santana, The Killers, Miley Cyrus, and Jay-Z. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes. 1,000 layoffs by Ford expected by August. Getting more information now, word is about 2,400 of those jobs would be cut in North America. It's no secret that President Trump uses Twitter a lot as his primary method of communication, and he addressed his use of Twitter in an interview that aired last night on Fox.
I've destroyed bills that were going to be voted on that were bad, and I've gotten bills passed that were good by using Twitter. And Twitter is really a typewriter for me. It's really not Twitter. It's Twitter goes on television, and they have breaking news. I'll tweet. I'll say, watch this. Boom.
That on Fox is The Next Revolution with Steve Hilton, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline has declined again in the past 7 days. John Clemens has more.
A trio of factors can be attributed to the drop in gasoline prices. The seasonal adjustments at refineries is wrapping up, while the price of oil has declined to $63 per barrel, which is a drop of $3. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com.
Average gas prices across the country have dropped about 2 cents per gallon, the national average falling to $2.86 per gallon.
A billionaire investor paying off the student debts for the new class of Morehouse College graduates. Robert F. Smith made the stunning announcement as he delivered the commencement address over the weekend at that all-male, historically black college in Georgia. He said, quote, "You great Morehouse men are bound only by the limits of your own conviction and creativity." Morehouse says Smith promised as much as $40 million to make sure that each graduate leaves college debt-free. And Woodstock 50 organizers moving forward with the festival with a new financial partner after breaking ties from the original backers. Investment bank Oppenheimer & Company has agreed to fund the festival, which is set to take place between August 16th and 18th in Watkins Glen, New York, with artists like Santana, The Killers, Miley Cyrus, and Jay-Z. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.